What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose.
That sounds like some Johnny Rabbit music to me right now. It is that time of the week.
All right. Buttons and bows. What a song. Thank you, Scott. Today on our get-together, where history repeats itself, we're thinking summer as people are checking into hotels here, there, and everywhere. I'll be your radio bellhop and take you to some St. Louis hotels of the past and some radio history, too. Our first stop was an important place in time, the National Hotel, southwest corner of 3rd and Market. It opened in 1847, and it was there until 1952. The first structure on that site was a cabin made of vertical log posts that was built in 1771. In the 1830s and early 1840s, some of the National's guests who paid about a quarter a night were Daniel Webster, Robert E. Lee, Zachary Taylor, and Jefferson Davis. The National then was sold and the name changed to Scott's Hotel, where in October of 1847, Abe Lincoln and his family stayed there. When Abe was an Illinois representative in Congress, then they departed for Washington, D.C. by steamboat and stagecoach. And there's a KMOX connection to the location, as since 1968, that corner has been home of the Gateway Tower that for decades housed KMOX AM FM TV, and where our KMOX Studio B had a great view of the Gateway Arch. Well, before I forget, I'll host a program at the Missouri History Museum on the Arch and what was downtown before the Arch. That's at 10:30 Tuesday, August 12th. It's free. Another long-gone hotel, the 1882 Astor, named for New York's John Jacob Astor, America's first multimillionaire who owned the American Fur Company, which is big here. The Astor was in the northeast corner of 13th and Olive, next to Christ Church Cathedral. That had put it right across Olive from the 1928 Missouri Pacific building that became Union Pacific and now Park Pacific, where since moving from the Gateway Tower is the home of KMOX and our other Odyssey stations. We're on the third floor, where now our Studio B windows look towards Soldiers Memorial to the southwest and across to the Ford apartments to the west, where a few decades ago it had a reputed mob hangout called Paul Speakers Lounge. In a moment, I'll tell how to this day, this very day, you can visit some of the circa 1863 Lindell Hotel that was on the north side of Washington between 6th and 7th. That block became home of Sticks, Bear, and Fuller, which opened in 1906. The Lindell, America's largest hotel with over 600 guest rooms, was destroyed by fire in 1867, and a new Lindell was built there in 1874. It lasted until the department store was built. Speaking of Sticks, in 1922, they started a radio station in that building with the call letters WCK. They changed it to WSBF for Sticks, Bear, and Fuller. It didn't seem like Sticks had much faith in the future of radio as they shut it down 6 years later. After the first Lindell Hotel was destroyed by fire, some of its foundation stones were moved under the direction of Henry Shaw to Tower Grove Park, where they make up today the north wall of that park's lagoon, which was called a sailboat pond. But that stone balustrade, which is on the south side of the lagoon, is even earlier, as when the 1859 St. Louis Customs House and Post Office, which was at the northeast corner of 3rd and Olive, was torn down. That was in 1939 to prepare for the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. Its two-story balustrade was saved and moved to the Tower Grove Park Lagoon. So a lot of history there. In downtown, there's the Mayfair, now called the Magnolia, at the southwest corner of 8th and St. Charles. The Mayfair opened 100 years ago and is noted for things such as the creation of the anchovy-based Mayfair salad dressing as well as the Prosperity sandwich. And when actor Cary Grant stayed there, he started the practice of placing a small chocolate candy on hotel pillows. In 1961, Mayfair opened St. Louis's first rooftop swimming pool. Plus, there's a Mayfair KMOX connection and a big one as in 1925, a century ago, The station's first studios were on the Mayfair mezzanine. Our most storied hotel is the Chase Park Plaza, and one of the stories is when Elvis was in town to do a concert, he stayed there at the Chase. He took the freight elevator so he could avoid the crowd waiting for him in the lobby. But when the elevator door opened, a deceased guest was wheeled out on a gurney. Elvis said, "I hope I don't leave that way." As far as radio is concerned, KMOX did not have studios at the Chase, but we had a long-running nightly live radio talk show from the Steeplechase Lounge, hosted by Harry Fender. And for years before that, KMOX had Saturday at the Chase live music shows that also ran on CBS Network. At different times in the 40s and 50s, the Chase had been home to both KWK, WIL Radio, and then to Channel 11. Three of the most historic hotels of the 20th century that housed the zillions of people who visited the 1904 World's Fair were Statler's Inside Inn, the only hotel on the fairgrounds, then the American Hotel just outside of the entrance to the fair at Lindell and the Bolivar, plus the Jefferson at 12th and Locust. And this summer, the totally renovated Jefferson's going to reopen. Next week, we'll take the Rabbit Time Machine to summer 1979. Please mark your calendar. Our next Oasis show is Tuesday, July 22nd at the Clayton Recreation Center. It'll be about St. Louis movies, movie stars, and theaters. Speaking of stars, here's that shining radio star, Scott Jagow, who's at the virtual autograph table, Sharpie in hand, as he thinks about investing in stable coins. Well, he's always up to something.
I am. That's true. Not the things you say, but I'm always up to something. All right. Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you next week. Right.
Thank you, Scott. Bye.
Johnny Rabbit, a legend on Total Information AM Sunday.
You in buckskin and skirts that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer strong.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.